What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled, If You're Muslim and You're Still Rocking with Andrew Tate, You're Just a Lost Soul. So, I am subscribed to Andrew Tate's emails. I've been getting his emails for a very long time now. I'm gonna refresh the page a little bit just to show you that this is the emails I get from Andrew Tate in my Gmail. In case somebody says, oh, Omar, you photoshopped it or whatever. You guys who are on his mailing list, you can probably, you definitely get the same emails. So today we're going to be talking about how this guy just, his life is un-Islamic, okay? And I'm just going to show you using his own wording. Now, as you guys can see, these emails, I'm just going to show you, these are some of the emails I got just in the past couple of days alone, where it's like, dude, this is about as far away from Islam as you can ever get. So obviously, this is long after he supposedly became Muslim. So let's take a look at this email over here. It just came in yesterday, I think. Let's see. We all have our favorite. I'm not gonna read it out loud for you guys. I'm just gonna. You guys can read it yourself. I'm just going to read out the parts that are important. Or you know what? I'll just read it out for you. We all have our favorite emotions, the ones we default to and seek. This is why junkies are junkies, why athletes are athletes, why winners win and losers lose. Everybody wants that familiar feeling, whether it's a good feeling or a bad one. My default feeling is proud. I enjoy feeling better than everyone around me with undeniable empirical evidence. Hottest girl, fastest car, most money, whatever. I love to flex. Searching for my favorite feeling has built me an exceptional life. What's your feeling? If it's happy, that's just as destructive as sad. And trust me, some people want to feel sad, perpetual victims. But happiness is the hedonistic highway to addictions, short-sighted. Drink this vodka, take this pill, eat that cake. I want to feel happy, yay. Society has conditioned men to believe we should be happy. We are not children. Life is not a playground. There is something wrong with you if you're not happy. Wrong. I know successful, dedicated, brilliant men who are not giggling like little girls. Fuck happy. Chase more. So pretty much what his email is about is Hayat al-Dunya. The glitz and glamour of chasing this world. Notice, as a Muslim, he doesn't say anything about going to the highest level of Jannah, okay? Again, I'm going to refresh this again, guys. You know, that way you guys know it. You know what? I'm even going to show you where it's coming from. Tate, Cobra Tate. Okay, look. Okay, that way you guys don't think that I'm photoshopping this, because this is really distasteful over here for a Muslim. I enjoy feeling better than everyone around me with undeniable empirical evidence. And your empirical evidence is hottest girl, fastest car, most money, whatever. I love to flex. If this is not as far away from Islam as you can get, I honestly don't know what is. Let's look at another email, this one over here, titled Color Pills. Imagine someone lent you $100,000 for cash for any purpose. You choose start a business, buy crypto, invest in property. Then imagine modern education had to convince you their service was worth the $100K investment. Imagine how badly they feel. How many people would choose a university degree in this scenario? Zero. The true scam is that you can access your first loans as an adult only if they are used for education. They won't let you use them for anything else. I wonder why. The cash must exist in a vacuum with no investment competition. That $180K of education isn't compared to 100K of crypto, 100K of real estate, 100K of stock, etc. They combine this absolute lack of competition for the investment funds with repeated and heavy indoctrination of how to succeed in life. They prescribe a 4-year university degree as the only solution. It's a lie. It is a blue pill, which is designed to create people who make the supercars and make the mega yachts, not the people who buy the supercars and buy the mega yachts. Which one do you want to be? The modern education system is purported as a way to escape, when the reality is you will work, begin your life in debt, you will be too replaceable to ever be paid well. After that, how many million university graduates exist? Many of you reading this have already fallen into it. Most of you knew this before you joined university, but you don't see an alternative. There is an alternative to the blue pill, the red pill, the real world. A program designed to teach 18 modern methods of wealth creation. We teach you how money is made, how it's earned, and the most markets and industries to acquire it. Every professor inside of the real world has become a multimillionaire with the exact business model they are teaching you. If you want to learn to play piano, you learn from somebody who can play piano. If you want to be a millionaire, you learn from a millionaire. We have our own servers, our own infrastructures, completely unsensible. We apply ChatGPT and AI technology into each of our programs within the first day of launch. Why? Business. Why? Because we teach real business models that work today and evolve with the ever-changing battlefield of making money. Over 100,000 students. We are the most accomplished and successful educational platform on earth today. We leverage every law of the universe to our advantage. Communities designed to help people propel you forward and strengthen your resolve to become rich. There is no fluff, only what works. You can go to university for 4 years and never will anyone sit down and say, this is how you make money. We will teach you this on the very first day. We do not exist in a vacuum. My university is competing with every other dollar investment on the planet. 100,000 people are earning more value than they have invested. We could not retain them any other way. There is no better solution to the modern day struggle of creation. Once you understand HU4, which stands for Hustler University 4.0, is simply the best possible investment on the planet. You are failing yourself if you do not join. Let's keep this very simple. You will learn how to make money from men who know how to make money. And the first rule is speed. So obviously a link to join Hustlers University. I mean, what he's saying about college, we've been saying that for decades already in the MGTOW community, that is a total waste of money. Obviously, he wants you to join Hustlers University. Hustlers University is $50 a month. I mean, obviously, nobody's going to go into the poor house. But the reality of the matter, guys, you have to understand is that you will have to do, you will either have to get very, very lucky, or you must have a very, very hustler-based mentality to have Hustler University work. And I'm actually going to be making a video about Hustler University. I've not bought into Hustlers University, but I know what they talk about. They talk about stocks, cryptos, e-commerce, and copywriting / freelancing, stuff that I know about for decades. I mean, Hustlers University, guys, is pretty much free information out there that they just, you know, put together and said, oh, ChatGPT is now helping us. But yeah, guys, there is no easy way to make money. And I'm going to be making a video about ChatGPT later on. All right, so this was the one about the colored pills. Let's go to the one behind it. You need a plan. Let's see, this email I'm putting on. I'm not going to read over this entire email. This is more of him saying just, this in Hollywood, guys, this is called fillers. You know, it doesn't really add to the movie, but you just put the scene in there because, well, I guess you like it, you know. I remember I was writing a screenplay back in the day, and the guy who was looking over my script was like, "Hey, Amar, I know you like this scene, but it really doesn't move the story forward." So this is what pretty much what Andrew Tate does is, you know, all his emails is about, you gotta make money, you have to make money, you need to think outside of the box. So this is, you need a plan. He's pretty much using this email to get you ready for the last one, which is to buy his courses. Again, guys, I have no problem with you guys buying any of his courses. Again, for $50, y'all ain't gonna end up in the poorhouse. Just keep in mind that his knowledge is really free knowledge, if you think about it. I'm gonna be making a video about that. Okay, Better Than You Imagine, that's the title. Being rich is better than you even imagine it to be. The idea that rich people are unhappy is nonsense, propagated to prevent revolts of the poor. How can more options and fewer concerns about how you survive make you less happy? Absolute logic fail. Poor people like to believe the rich are mysteriously unhappy to feel better about being poor. It's simply false. Oh yes, but I have a great family and a real love. So does he. He also gets to spend more time with them if he chooses. He can fly with them around the world. You are busy paying rent. Do not be a fool. Cash is amazing and you should be hungry for as much as possible. Again, for a guy who supposedly is a Muslim, why does he not talk about Ruh al-Qudsi? Or Ruh al-Qudsi in Hebrew, which means the Holy Spirit, man. You know, it is said that if you're making about $70,000-$80,000 a year, that's like the sweet spot for happiness. So I don't understand why this guy does not talk about Islam in his emails. I mean, a lot of you guys out there think that he's actually the Mahdi. A lot of you guys out there think that he is the second most important person in Islam, right after Muhammad. But yet, all he tells you is, go make money and make as much of it as you possibly can. There it is, guys. Again, Cobra Tate, Bucharest, Romania. Okay. Better Than You Imagine. Hungry Mornings. All right, that's the title. I don't have food in the mornings. I don't like the idea of breakfast. Wake up from sleep with instantly available food that you don't have to hunt and kill. Breakfast breeds arrogance and laziness. I will not eat until work has been done. Instead, I start my day with hunger and memories. My path to the top wasn't a straight line. There have been bumps in the road. Tears, blood, I sit and remember the worst times of my life. The pain and the heartache. Some mornings, if I really try, I can almost cry. I take all the anguish and pain, then add a little nicotine and caffeine to set my blood on fire. And I enter the world ready to win life or die while I'm trying. Angry men siege nations. I don't have time for Cheerios. The universe will pay me what she owes me, all of the money and power I deserve. I am owed superiority over other men. God owes me this, and he has given it to me. But I want more. All right, guys, at this point, Andrew Tate is not a Muslim. Period. Mic drop. If you guys think Andrew Tate is a Muslim, I'm on the verge of calling you a kafir at this point. I will use my bare hands to strangle space-time itself. I will squeeze success from the very fabric of the cosmos by force. Do you understand me? Guys, this is a direct attack against God. If you claim to be a Muslim, and you don't see that what you see here on the screen in front of you, if you guys do not see from all of the money and power I deserve until he signs his name at the bottom, if this is not the epitome of Kofor, then there's something wrong with you guys, okay? This is totally un-Islamic. All of the money and power I deserve. How do you know you deserve it, bro? I deserve to be a Hollywood actor making $20 million a year. Do you see that happening? I am owed superiority over other men. How? Who owes you superiority, bro? Did you have superiority over the people who put you in jail? Huh? What color was your prison cell? God owes me this and he has given it to me. God doesn't owe you anything, man. God doesn't owe anybody anything. But I want more. So God gave you what you wanted, but you're like, nah, God, nah, I want more. And I will use first, and I will use force to get more from this world, even though you don't want to give it to me. Guys, this is Kofor. This is the epitome of Kofor over here. I'm actually going to show you a couple of Islamic texts where Andrew Tate's, the fact that Andrew Tate breezes is un-Islamic. That's how bad this guy is. And again, guys, this is his email. I'm not making this up, okay? If you guys are on his Cobra Tate subscribe email, Hungry Mornings, it was sent April 5, okay? That was sent April 5, 2023, which is not even a week ago, long after he became a Muslim, okay? So for you guys out there like, well, Armor, you know, that was before he became a Muslim. Guys, what did the Prophet Muhammad say? The best of pagans will become the best of Muslims, okay? Islam doesn't change who the F you are, okay? So let's look at some Muslim websites over here, okay? Alright, guys, so this is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, something that the Prophet Muhammad saying. Now, this is one of the Prophet Muhammad's companions saying, I heard the Prophet saying, Allah has hated for you three things. Vain talk, which is gossip, useless talk, that you will talk too much or about others, which is pretty much what gossip is. Wasting of wealth by extravagance, which is exactly what Andrew Tate does, okay? Guys, Andrew Tate brags about going to those fancy smanshy Salt Bay restaurants where he eats $10,000 Kobe steaks, and he brags about taking a bite out of it and then throwing the rest of the food in the garbage. He doesn't even bother taking it home just so he can feel good about his wealth. Does that seem like the actions of a Muslim person? And the third type of person that God hates is asking too many questions or asking others for something. You know, that's for people who, you know, people who ask too many questions. And Andrew Tate is a perfect example of this. You guys just saw me read his emails where he's asking just too many questions like, are you happy? Why don't you chase more money? Are you a loser? What color is your Bugatti? You know, people who ask too many questions like that, it's usually because they have bad intent, okay? So as you guys can see right here, guys, God hates those who waste wealth, and Andrew Tate is the perfect example of that. Alright, guys, so this is also another website of, oops, this is also another website over here. It has what God likes and what God hates. This is all stuff that God likes. Okay, qualities that God hates. Israf, extravagant, but waste not by excess. There it is, guys. The first thing God hates is those who waste money by access, okay? Surat Al-An'am 6:1, you know, this is where you can find it in the Quran, guys. Surat Al-An'am, okay? God hates those who waste extravagant wealth. Guys, there's nothing wrong with having money, but doing what Andrew Tate does, the 33 Bugattis, you know, 33, like the 33 Mason that he is, okay? Excessive spending and lavishness in everything is the core of evil and leads to greater evil. It makes one forget the hereafter and preparing for it. Such acts would be a cause of humiliation and disgrace on the Day of Judgment. That is why Almighty Allah has prescribed zakah and sadaqah in order to bless the wealth and to curb extravagance in eating, drinking, and clothing and everything else we do. So if you have too much money, man, give it in the name of charity, okay? Don't fucking go out and eat $10,000 Kobe steak and then throw it away because, well, you know, I got more money from where that came from. Okay, the second thing here that God hates is istikbar. Istikbar means arrogance. It doesn't mean pride, you know. Pride and arrogance are not the same. You know, I'm a prideful person, guys, but I'm not arrogant, okay? Big difference between pride and arrogance. And it says right here, guys, in Surah Al-Nahl, verily he, as in God, loveth not the arrogant. The emails I just read from Andrew Tate for you guys, that is the epitome of what arrogance is. And the Prophet says, pride is to completely disregard the truth and scorn looking down upon the people. That's what Andrew Tate does. That's why he calls you brokies, you know. Sometimes a person might be deceived by his, her knowledge, wealth, and property, lineage, and ancestry, or worship, and be arrogant and boastful. Al-Hasan al-Basri advised that do not become proud merely because you worship often, for consider what happened to Iblis after he spent a great deal of time worshiping. You know, Satan used to worship God, you know, but then when we came along, he's like, really, God, you're replacing me with them losers over there, referring to us. Pride is among the greatest means of damage to a person's wealth and circumstances. It distances one away from Allah's love, and he who has in his heart the weight of a mustard seed of arrogance shall not enter paradise. Guys, God hates arrogance. The reason why Satan was thrown out of the Jannah was because of arrogance, okay? Andrew Tate is arrogant as fuck. A lot of you guys out there, you take his arrogance as confidence. That's arrogance, okay? The third thing that God hates is I'm just looking down here to see if I need to continue anymore, because I'm getting a little bit sleepy. Okay, I'm going to end it here. The third thing that God hates is Mukhtal Fakhur. For Allah loveth not any arrogant booster. Surah Al-Man. Being arrogant and boastful are a deadly combination. Beauty, knowledge, wealth, and noble lineage should be taken as gifts from Almighty Allah, and one should be humble and grateful for them, then make them a means of pride and oppression. There you go, guys. When Andrew Tate said, God owes me and I want more, there you go, guys. I mean, everything we just read right now, whether what Andrew Tate, see what Andrew Tate has written and what Islam says, Andrew Tate just isn't a Muslim, guys. Again, you guys read the verse over here. He who has a mustard seed of arrogance shall not enter paradise. Andrew Tate is nothing but arrogance. So let's continue reading this. So, beauty, knowledge, wealth, and noble lineage should be taken as gifts from Almighty Allah, and one should be humble and grateful for them rather than make them a means of pride and oppression. Servants of Allah cannot be true to themselves as long as they are flattering themselves, walking in an arrogant manner, and looking down on people who are inferior to them and not mixed with them. The one who is arrogant in this world will be disgraced on the day of judgment. Prophet Muhammad said, the arrogant will be gathered on the day of judgment in the form of small ants. Humiliations will surround them from everywhere. So, that's it, guys. I didn't do anything other than read. I just read what Andrew Tate wrote. And then I read to you what God and His Prophet wrote. And at this point, guys, at this point, if you don't believe that what you are seeing here, if you don't believe that what Andrew Tate has written here is the total and complete opposite of Islam, then that's a you problem at this point, guys, okay? I've said this before and I said it again. Andrew Tate is a CIA asset whose job is to mislead young men. What Andrew Tate is doing is called doublespeak, you know. Andrew Tate comes out with a copy of the Quran, and then the next thing you know, he writes you an email like this, telling you, I'm superior to everybody, and that God owes me, and I'm gonna take it by force, whether God likes it or not. So, at the end of the day, guys, you guys out there, you all need to stop looking up to Andrew Tate. You need to stop looking up to people who come into Islam, whether it's Andrew Tate or some Sharmuta. You guys have to understand, man, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, there was no incentive to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Today, there is incentive to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I made a video about Napoleon Bonaparte when he wanted to take over the Middle East. He said, what do I have to say to get these idiots to let me invade their country? Oh, I have to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He said that, and that pretty much was the start of the colonization of the Muslim world by the Europeans, all because Napoleon Bonaparte said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, even though he hated Muhammad Allah and he made fun of them. Flash forward to today, how many dirty Western women who had more cock in them, who had more miles of pipe in them than the Alaska pipeline, all of a sudden at the age of 27, 28 years old, they find Allah. It's like, come on, man, can't you see these people are coming into Islam with the sole purpose of causing facade, of causing corruption? And again, Andrew Tate is no different, okay? Just what you are reading here alone is kufr. This is kufr, guys, okay? Kufr means you are not a Muslim. This is kufr. I mean, the universe will pay me what she owes me. What do you mean the universe, bro? There's God. Only God is in charge. You know, and she, really, bro? All of the money and power I deserve. Who owes you this stuff, man? Who said you're owed money and power, man? You're not owed anything. I'm not owed anything. You know, the cosmic universe is bullshit. That's God in charge, you know? None of that cosmic universe, Mother Nature bullshit. That's all stuff the Jews made up so you guys can forget that God is large and in charge. I am owed superiority over other men. God owes me this and he has given it to me. But I want more. Guys, this is absolute kofr right here. I want you guys to tell me in the comment section if you don't think this is kofr. I honestly want you guys to let me know in the comment section if you think this is kofr or not. Is this a total and complete opposite of God? And not just as a Muslim, but as a Christian or a Jew. I mean, you cannot be a faithful believer of God and then think somebody who wrote this is also a fellow faithful believer of God. I will use my bare hands to strangle space-time itself. Guys, space-time is God. God has no space and time. He is the space and time. He is the Awwal, the Akhir. He is the first, he is the last. I will squeeze success from the very fabric of the cosmos by force. So what this guy is effectively saying is that I will force God to give me more than what I already have. This is quite frankly the most arrogant thing I have ever read in my life. And at this point, guys, at this point, if you still believe Andrew Tate is a Muslim, I don't know what to tell you guys. I really don't. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.